You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I like this question. Harriet writes, Doctor, I married a Jewish man over the summer, and we are about to celebrate Hanukkah with his family at the end of this month. That's right. Hanukkah comes on Thanksgiving this year. It's very early. It's really freaking us all out. But retailers love it because people are going to be scrambling for Hanukkah gifts. She writes, what do you buy as Hanukkah gifts, and do I buy 8 of them, and for whom? Okay, yeah, guys, Hanukkah's kind of like Christmas. It's okay. You don't have to, anybody who wants to buy me 8 gifts sounds good. But that is a good question. See, I'm honored that you would come to me. Yeah, it's kind of hard to kind of ask, you know, your husband who is the son to your mother-in-law. That's difficult. I would say one gift for each of the people that are going to be at that event. And that's not a Hanukkah thing. That could be a Christmas thing or whatever. If you are going to a party, okay, and I don't know, was that Dear Abby? Who used to do this when they would talk about certain etiquette? Okay, but this is what I would suggest. Okay, if you are going to a party, and it is supposed to be either a Christmas party or a Hanukkah party where people are exchanging gifts, you have every right to find out who is doing gift exchanging, because not only do you not want to bring a gift when you're supposed to, but also you don't want to give a gift and make somebody feel uncomfortable that they didn't give a gift back, even though you really don't want the gift. You see what I mean? Okay. All right, so you're allowed to ask because you just want to make sure. And hopefully you have the relationship with your mother-in-law where you can say, you know, look, I can't wait to come. Who should I bring gifts for? Now, if you get an answer like most mother-in-laws do, right, where they kind of make you figure it out yourself so you shoot yourself in the foot, and she goes, don't worry about it, honey. They're just going to love you. Okay, now you're screwed, and you got to figure out what the hell to do. Okay, so what I would do is figure out who's all going to be there, okay, that are probably people that are present worthy. The mother-in-law always has to get a gift. Now, what you can do to kill a few birds with one stone, there's a couple things you could do, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas. Okay, one is you knock a whole couple out by giving them a gift certificate to a restaurant, all right, or like a gift certificate to Best Buy or something like that, right? Okay, so I always do that. Okay, then you knock out two people at once. You know, to mom and dad, here's a $50 gift certificate to Red Lobster. They're going to love that. Okay, so you're going to get by with that. Now, what if you don't know who's all going to be there? Then one thing you could do is if you don't have to do real, real fancy schmancy gifts, what I would do is get some real cool candles. Or get some real cool, shall we say, like little bottles of wine. Okay, hopefully it's you know, Jews drink, Christians drink, most religions drink. I mean, if it's an LDS party, maybe that's not the best. But for example, you bring something that a guy or girl can both use that's very generic. Wrap a whole bunch of them in tissue paper. Okay, with a little happy holidays, and you come in with a big, huge basket of goodies for everybody. Now, I'm not here as a doctor to tell you to purchase alcohol or to give alcohol as a gift, but we're not talking doctor right now. We're talking about ways to inexpensively get through an in-law party for the holidays, which could be deadly. So I'm trying to save your lives right here. One time I was at Walmart, and they had a whole smorgasbord of these little pinots, these little wines, these little wine coolers, whatever, a dollar each. There are ways to do dollar gifts, okay, and then you fancy them up. You could give little baskets of toys or candy. You could make Christmas cookies. or Hanukkah cookies. And, you, yeah, there's Hanukkah cookies. I don't know, like dreidels or something. I mean, you know what? Buy them then. Just buy them for crying out loud. But the other thing you can do is you can make cookies, okay? And then you wrap them up in cellophane and you pass them out. You bring a big basket. You don't just hand it. You just bring a big basket of goodies that everybody could take one and take them home. That's what you do if you don't know who the hell is going to be there, but you want to bring something. Okay? Yeah, or you could just kind of bring a cake, but that's kind of tough. But yeah, for those of you kind of new to the whole Hanukkah Jewish thing, it's the same thing, and you do not have to buy eight gifts. Now, what happens if you're staying the whole 8 days? That has got to suck. I don't know. I have never stayed with a family member for 8 days during Hanukkah. Usually I have to work, so that's what you should do. Say you have to work. That's easy. But no, you should not have to do. Now, this is where you got to talk to the family and say, look, are you going to be every night opening presents? Because then should I come up with eight small presents or should I come up with just one big one? Now, hopefully the family just opens everything up once and then they let everybody else leave so you don't have to sit there all week. See what I mean? All right. Now, that's a tough one. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As we get closer to Hanukkah, we'll talk about the history of Hanukkah. For those of you who are dying to know, it's a cool holiday. But I mean, actually, the period around Hanukkah was actually a sad one. You know, it's like Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Christ. Very happy. With Hanukkah, it was a sad time for the Jews. But there was a miracle. There was a little bit of there was a win, right, on the side of the Maccabees. So we were able to find out the positive to it. But giving presents on Hanukkah, that's really not our big joyous holiday, or big joyous holiday where we're supposed to get presents as Purim, but that doesn't happen. We do it around Hanukkah time because then we get to do it during holiday season, which is really, really cool, and I'm glad we do it. I like the way we do it. I think that's cool. All right, but a lot of us don't know much about it, so we'll, as we get closer, talk to you about it. But that's cool. All right, guys, a lot to talk about in this next hour. Blue-collar workers exposed to secondhand smoke. Top gadgets of 2013, very important to know, as we come into holiday time. And then, I really covered a lot of these stories. This gentleman has inserted his own bio implant because he's a biohacker. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Well, we have a no smoking policy in the Dr. Dahlia studios. Not because I want to discriminate against smokers, it's because I don't smoke, and the cats and the dogs and anybody else that visits the studio, you know, it already kind of smells bad enough, so we really don't need the extra smoke on there. But a lot of people that are exposed to secondhand smoke, they really don't underestimate. They really don't underestimate what is happening to them. Now, I guess I'm looking at Boston.com. So they talk about Massachusetts' ban on workplace smoking has helped lower the number of people exposed to cancer-causing smoke on the job. But they say employees in lower-paid positions are significantly less likely to be protected. They found that 3% of non-smokers in professional fields, like software engineers, architects, teachers, doctors, nurses, etc., reported being exposed to a co-worker's tobacco smoke. But in contrast, 37% of trade workers who didn't smoke, auto body workers, locksmiths, cable TV installers, heated and air conditioned mechanics, said a colleague lit up in the presence of the job. They say many other non-smoking blue-collar employees also reported high rates of exposure to secondhand smoke, including 23% of construction workers and 20% of transportation workers. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, you know, construction, if you're outside, okay, it's really not bothering you unless it's inside. No, you're still picking it up. Okay, there's still immediate environment, depending on the wind, depending on the atmosphere. You know, you're still getting exposed. And even when you're close up to somebody, like me as a doctor, somebody smoked outside, and then I examine them. The room stinks of smoke. The little treatment room that I see them in completely smells of smoke. All right, because they smell of smoke. They just smoke. Their breath smells of smoke. So that's third hand if it gets on the walls, et cetera. You know, and sometimes what we have to do is we have to air out the room because if somebody with asthma comes in, they could still pick up the particulates. We're talking about small particulates. In the first hour, we were talking about these buses and cars staying idle in the pickup line for kids at schools and why that's causing a variety of respiratory illnesses in kids, where we may have to shut these school buses off, tell parents to shut their cars off, and then restart them. Right, so they aren't just sitting there and idling because of the particulates that go into the air. So let's say you're exposed to secondhand smoke. What should you do? How much is secondhand smoke? Well, we can't tell you. Whether it's you living with somebody, whether it's you working with somebody, whether it's you riding, let's say, a smoke-filled car, I don't know, to work every day, that all counts for secondhand smoke. And the reason why I can't give you a particular number is because we find that even one cigarette, a person trying a cigarette for the first time, has the power to give themselves cancer with just that one cigarette. All it takes is one cell to go rogue, which is why we can't say, oh, you're fine. So when you go to a doctor saying, you know, look, you know, I rode from Atlanta to New York City, you know, with a bunch of people who smoke, so I was exposed for those 4 or 5 days. We're still going to give you the same care and attention as you living with a non-smoker. Now, are there any screening tests you're allowed to get? Technically, no. Right? We don't really have any guidelines saying, yeah, you could chest x-ray a secondhand smoker every year. We are now recommending CAT scans for heavy smokers, or we do a CAT scan to make sure that they don't have lung cancer. But you're having that secondhand smoke exposure. Your job is to tell us if anything seems kooky. If you want a chest x-ray periodically to make sure nothing grew, fine. Now, mind you, the once in a blue moon exposure we usually don't see as an issue. But the problem is you have some people who are non-smokers that get lung cancer. One of my cousins did and died, never smoked a day in his life. Wife didn't smoke, so we have no idea where he got exposed unless it was at work. Unless it was during college or high school days when somebody smoked near him. We don't know. Walter White, Breaking Bad, non-smoker, got lung cancer. Okay, and I know Walter White is fictitious, but that's just an example. Nobody disbelieved that. You know, you found out Walter White had lung cancer, but non-smoking, nobody cared. He had lung cancer. So I would urge any of you that are dealing with this secondhand smoke, try to avoid it. But if you can't avoid it because it's the only job you could take and the only job you have, double check with your human resources if there's a particular area of the job site you could work that's less exposed to smoke. And then I would also suggest making sure you get periodically checked. I wish there was a blood test or a breathing test you could do to periodically see if you have lung cancer. They're working on that, right, where some antigen that's given off by the lung cancer gets spewed out and you could pick up on that. But for the most part, no. All we could do is chest x-ray or CAT scan whenever we think the insurance company will allow it. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A self-described biohacker has now an electronic chip as large as a deck of cards inserted beneath the skin of his arm. Apparently, Tim Cannon is a software developer from Pittsburgh. This is being reported by Fox News. And one of the developers at Grindhouse Wetware. It's a firm dedicated to augmenting humanity using safe, affordable, open source technology. They say computers are hardware, apps are software, but humans are wetware. The device Mr. Cannon has inserted into his arm is a Circadia 1.0, which is a battery-powered implant that could record data from his body and transmit it to his Android mobile device. No board-certified surgeon would perform the operation, so he had to basically use a tattoo specialist his own team. They used ice to quell the pain of the procedure. Now that the device is inserted and functioning, they say he is one step closer to achieving his childhood dream of figuring out that people are kind of like robots. Now, all this really does, it's the circadian chip, not very advanced, according to this report, says it records the man's body's temperature, transmits it to a cell phone over a Bluetooth connection, all right? He might as well just take his thermometer. I mean, if he doesn't want to take an oral thermometer, he could do a rectal thermometer if he wants. But I think he wants to, and I can understand the entrepreneurship. He wants to, you know, be on the forefront of the implant science. And I get that. And we are going to be later having implants that will give us all the scoop, right, of what's going on in our bodies. It'll be kind of Star Trek cool. I really like that. I'm excited about that. So, I guess it needs future refinements, of course, and we will see. But don't spend a lot of money, guys, unless, you know, we know that this is something that, I mean, not, I wouldn't do his. And a deck of cards, that's kind of large. Not to mention infection, that's kind of ridiculous. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us were watching the game between the Texans and the Colts, and we saw Houston Texans coach Gary Kubiak taken off field on a stretcher during halftime. Apparently, he collapsed on his way to the locker room. You could see him start to hunch over and then unfortunately drop to his knees at the 24-yard line. He was immediately surrounded by personnel, was lifted off the field on a stretcher. Okay. At that time, the Texans had a 21-3 lead. We're also being told that Broncos coach John Fox is undergoing heart surgery. You know, we wonder, we see these guys yelling and screaming. I always worry about these coaches, you know, getting ready to have a heart attack. I mean, you see what they're putting their bodies through, yelling and screaming at everybody. I always like watching David Rice at the Rebel UNLV basketball games. Keeps his cool. I rarely see him yell, right? Just kind of talking, seems to hold his cool, be calm. It's not worth getting a heart attack over, guys. Not worth getting a heart attack over. Anyway, Kubiak's 52 years old, was taken to a hospital in the medical center. No word on his condition, but we are told he is stable, vital signs good. They said he did not have a heart attack. He had an episode, he was lightheaded and dizzy, was evaluated by a number of specialists, is awake and coherent. That's one of those things where, you know, you see that happen, you're like, oh my gosh. And you see how easy and common and quiet things like that happen. I mean, luckily somebody had his eye on them, on him, and I'm sure somebody would have noticed. They say Denver Broncos coach John Fox was hospitalized in North Carolina as he awaits aortic valve replacement surgery. Fox is 58 years old and is supposed to have surgery in the next few days. He's going to miss several weeks while recuperating. Kubiak, I'm not really sure about his medical history. I mean, you know, you see a lot of them, they look a little overweight, many coaches. Some of them, like the Ravens and the 49er brothers, those guys looked pretty, why can't I think of their name? Boy, they look pretty in shape. And they almost look like twins, but they're not. But, all right, well, thoughts and prayers to him as both coaches are recuperating. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us got an extra hour of sleep over the weekend. I'm still exhausted, okay? And I think what it was is, you know, we kind of slept in a little bit on Sunday, and all of a sudden we had to go to the same rigmarole on Monday. And what's going to happen is today it's going to look really, really dark when we go home. Now, a lot of us, during daylight savings time, now remember, daylight savings time ended, and then it starts again back in March. Okay, so we're technically off daylight savings time, okay, because now we're going to have less daylight. That's how I remember that. Okay, so it ended on the 3rd, Sunday morning at 2 a.m. I hope you all woke, you know, set your alarms at about 1:57 to get up and, you know, yeah, set your alarms and, you know, so hope you spy some water on your face. You can get to all the clocks in time. Yeah, I know. I set mine before, too. Anyway, that would be funny if anybody does actually wake up, set their alarm to wake up at like 1:57 in the morning. Anyway, okay, so, you know, many of us go, yay, you know, we got an extra hour sleep. And I taught you guys about the history. Benjamin Franklin was the original one who came up with the idea back in the 1780s because he wanted to economize on sunlight and burn fewer candles during winter months and nights. All right. And so, but it really wasn't until the Uniform Time Act in 1966 when Congress passed that with the same intention of saving energy. So almost 200 years later. But, you know, it's interesting. When we have daylight savings time, there's some very weird things that happen, and Fox News delineates them. We've talked about this on the show. Car accidents are up. Remember I told you back in 2010 on one of our shows back then? According to the Journal of Environmental Public Health, they analyzed the number of traffic accidents in Finland 1 week before and 1 week after transitions into and after daylight savings time back from 1981 to 2006. All right. They found no studies. But in 2010, they found that daylight savings time can result in fewer crashes by increasing visibility for drivers in the morning. So there's more crashes during the end, but less crashes during. Okay, now I remember talking to you guys about another study that talked about the stress of daylight savings time. Losing that hour caused heart attacks, but we're going to talk about that too. Increased workplace injuries. They said those who have more physically taxing jobs like miners experience more frequent and severe workplace injuries at the onset of daylight saving time in the spring, not when we gain that hour in the fall. According to a 2009 study of the Journal of Applied Physiology, they found that mine workers arrived at work with 40 minutes less sleep and experienced 5.7% more workplace injuries in the week following the springtime daylight saving time transition where you lose the hour. That really sucks. I told you guys about daylight savings time and why I got screwed in medical school. Everybody's gaining an hour in the fall. They were all excited. Yet I was on OB call or internal medicine. I was on internal medicine call. So my 36-hour shift turned into a 37-hour shift because that extra hour that everybody gained while they slept, somebody still had to be on call. And I was not allowed to go home till 6 p.m. the next night, whether you all got the extra hour of sleep or not. So that's how I got a 37-hour shift. That sucked. More heart attacks. So here we go. Team of Swedish researchers conducted a study in 2008 showing the rate of heart attacks during the first 3 days of the springtime, springing forward, increased by about 5% on average rate. Not when we gain the hour, but when we lose the hour. Again, stress, sleep patterns, inflammation, etc. Okay, then they say longer cyber loafing. Now, this we've ever talked about. Cyber loafing is the slang word for surfing the web for personal entertainment during work hours. Not as threatening as workplace injuries or heart attacks, but it does cost companies a lot of money. Back in 2012, the Journal of Applied Psychology study found that cyber loafing increased in more than 200 regions during the first Monday after daylight savings time in the spring compared to Mondays directly before and 1 week after the transition. They think it was the lack of sleep, the lack of motivation, lack of focus, maybe even depression with that. Now, this I remember, cluster headaches. Apparently, because our hormones are off and our clock is off, that 1 hour could do a lot. And so we find that many people would have headaches, cluster headaches, where one side of the head causes excruciating pain for days or weeks at a time, could be triggered by changes in circadian rhythms, including during the transitions in and out of daylight savings time. Why? I don't know. It's only an hour, for crying out loud. I'm still tired no matter what. I'm yawning. All right. But it was a very rough night's sleep, so that's why. Cut me some slack. All right, but I didn't have as rough a time as this Utah woman who gave birth to a 14-pound baby. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say a 14-pound baby born in May is potentially the biggest baby born in the United States this year. Joel Brandon Jr., nicknamed JJ, was born via cesarean section to Sarah Brandon in Timpanogos Regional Hospital in Orem, Utah. The doctors warned her that he could be about 11 pounds, had no idea he was 14 pounds. He does have type 1 diabetes, or the mom has type 1 diabetes, so she was more likely to give birth to a higher birth weight. Okay, glucose remains high. Baby's glucose starts to rise. Baby kind of gets bigger. Yeah, you know, my brother was 10 pounds, 5 ounces when my mom was 42. And we think she might have had gestational diabetes, but they hadn't tested her back then because they didn't test back then. So interesting stuff. They say the closest anybody has come to Gigi's birth weight was a 13 pound, 12 ounces. Worldwide, the largest baby born this year was George King from England. He weighed 15 pounds and 7 ounces when he was born in February. I don't know how your uterus could still stay attached after that one. All right, he spent 10 days in NICU due to respiratory problems, but Brandon is now a normal, healthy baby. At his four-month checkup, he was already 23 pounds. Now, some of you ask about birth weight and how much birth weight your kid should gain, you know, and how to tell. Well, a rough estimate we got was at the six-month mark, their birth weight should be doubled. At the year mark, their birth weight should be tripled. So my kid was 6 pounds, 7 ounces. By the six-month mark, he should have been 12 pounds. By a year old, he should have been about 18, 19 pounds. That's what our doctor concluded with us. And so this kid is already 23 pounds at his four-month checkup. Now, interesting, your type 1 diabetics, though, will usually be skinny. Okay, so don't start telling him he's got to go on a diet. We have no idea what's going to be happening with these babies. Oh, no. He's not a type 1 diabetic. His mom is. Okay, so he's got to be screened for that. Okay, because usually your type 1 diabetics, remember, they're not getting sugar into the cells. The sugar's staying in their blood, so they actually starve without insulin. But I'm sure they already screened him for diabetes, etc. And remember, I mean, he did get a boost. Being 14 pounds, I mean, keep in mind, okay, my 6-pounder doubled in weight to 12 pounds by the 6-month mark. This kid started at 14 pounds. So he is going to be already a little bigger on the curve. Could he later lose the weight? And absolutely. And he could get skinny. Absolutely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of weight, we're going to be talking about in the next segment, the soda tax. Apparently, in Great Britain now, they're going to be starting to slap a 20% tax on soda. If this works, you know the Americans are going to want to jump on that sucker. Okay, then we also need to talk about how our veterans are being given psychiatric drugs without even a diagnosis. What's going on here? Why are we giving our veterans psychiatric medication? What are we talking about here? So I want you to stay tuned. We're going to be coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a biology teacher in North Carolina was fired last Thursday after she allowed students in a biology class to prick their own fingers with lancing needles as part of a blood typing experiment. The students were then instructed to swab the needles with alcohol so that the other classes could use the needles. Okay, you would think that the school would have enough money in their system to have enough needles that didn't have to be renewed. According to the teacher, Miyoshi McMillan, there were 7 blood testing kits already in the classroom at Overhills High School in Spring Lake, North Carolina, before she began the experiment. The kits contained synthetic blood and lancets, which could be used to draw blood from students who chose to participate. But according to a spokeswoman for the high school, Patricia Harmon Lewis, said that the lancet portion of the experiment without getting permission from the school, and the students were only supposed to use the synthetic blood on viewing slides, not their own. The teacher decided it would be an addition to the experiment to have the students actually prick their own fingers. So, according to the students, the teacher allowed them to either prick their fingers with the lancets or write 5-page essays. They were then told to clean the... Yeah, so who would take the essay? They would probably go and, you know, prick themselves instead. They were then told to clean the lancets with rubbing alcohol so other classes could reuse them. Eventually, one student left the classroom in protest, prompting the teacher to call her parents. Then the parents are the ones that contacted the school assistant principals. Now, from what we understand, McMillan was a lateral entry teacher, meaning she had experience in biology, according to Fox News, but was still working on obtaining her North Carolina teacher's license. She claims the school is overreacting to the experiment, and the controversy surrounding it has turned into a character strike against her. The kids did not get a straight needle put into them, but lancets are still needles. According to the CDC, sharing needles and other blood monitoring devices is the easiest way to spread blood-based pathogens, like hepatitis B and HIV. Luckily, the 11 students involved in the experiment, nobody said they had an issue. Now, you see, this is an example of where somebody, I mean, hopefully you or I would never be this stupid. But, you know, some of you go, how could there be people out there that stupid? Well, this is what happens. I mean, you really got to understand the thought process. A lot of moms, okay, all right, shall we say, and dads, okay, they have needles, sewing needles in the house. And whenever you get a splinter or something, okay, they will use a sewing needle. My mom did. She'd just use a sewing needle. She'd wash it off, or she'd use a little bit of alcohol, but usually she'd just kind of wash it off, take out the needle, wash it back, and throw it in the sewing kit. So in the olden days, that's how we dealt with needles. Nobody had sterile needles in my family, so we just used needles, okay, to take out splinters, etc., lance things, etc. And many of us did fine, right? So you have, and you probably have some families, which they should not do, but you probably have some families where they have one diabetic test kit and they decide to poke themselves with the lancets. Maybe they wash it off, maybe they don't. I mean, again, you know, these are things that people do within families all the time, so they don't think much of it. So now here's the teacher going, no big deal. Just basically prick herself, drop the blood, clean it off with alcohol, and she doesn't think. Okay, when we talk about sharing needles, we're not talking about heroin in, you know, all the time. Heroin is one way, transfusions is another. It's getting a little bit of blood mixed in, and that's all it takes. Now, maybe she's right and these kids are going to be fine, but you just don't mandate or threaten to make kids write essays or go to the principal's office if they don't want to possibly contaminate themselves with the dirty needle. And kids really shouldn't be pricking themselves in class anyway. I mean, in medical school, when we had to practice drawing blood on each other, it was all sterile. So, now mind you, yes, in the olden days, you could probably get away with unsterile stuff. I get that. But, you know, no, in this day and age, no. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, we're going to be coming up on the end of the year soon. In 8 weeks, it's New Year's. Wow. So we're going to start seeing some of the top things of the year. Is the Dr. Dahlia Show on any of the top lists? I don't know, I hope. All right, yeah, I know, looking grim, isn't it? So they say that these are the top gadgets of 2013. One is the Samsung OLED TV, the OLED. Sorry, I don't know if I've heard of this. Built-in Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, etc. Supposed to be about $9,000. Do any of you guys know about that, the Samsung OLED TV? Then AM cleaning. Apparently, these are pocket-sized sponges that wipe off spray and they kill most bacteria. They're called AM cleaning. Okay, look for these. They're going to be about $10 to $30 at getclean.am. Kills 99.9% of bacteria. This is under departures.com. Then we got the Garmin HUD. Apparently, this puts GPS directions, ETAs, and traffic alerts right where you could see them on the windshield. The HUD stands for heads-up display. It pairs with your smartphone and gets data from an app that, it throws it up on a display. It's pretty cool to me. Still, I don't know if I want to spend $150. Then the Logitech UE Boom. I guess it's about the size of a Red Bull. It's a water-resistant Bluetooth speaker that you could stash and carry. It plays music and blasts at about 360 degrees. Rechargeable lithium battery. A boom box. That's pretty damn cool. Then they have here the Golf Swing Perfected by Tech. Apparently, this is, a lightweight device that clips into a golf club and measures everything from swing speed to the club face angle of a hit. It's called the Swing Bite, and then there's a Swing Bite, too. I don't golf, so I don't know if I could appreciate this like you all could. Next, the August Smart Clock. It's sleek, electronic, it's keyless. Your smartphone acts as a virtual key that unlocks the door via an encrypted app that takes advantage of Bluetooth. It's a smart, lock, not clock. My bad. The Player, it's a big screen in your living room capable of displaying of the best content for webcam. I don't know. I don't know much about this. Really? I had no idea any of this. Is this what I'm supposed to be buying for the holidays? I don't know how many more gadgets we got. The MOS Cable Organizer. Oh, it organizes your cable cords. Keeps them from getting, and it's pretty. Oh, it's $25. This kind of looks nice. Kind of keeps all your cable cords in line. It's kind of triangular. There's the Aeroside. Apparently, it's an air purifier that uses technology very similar to, it was developed by NASA. Apparently, it creates a photocatalytic reaction on titanium dioxide-coated glass rings. Creates a carbon bond that attracts and destroys allergens. $800, called Aeroside. Then I guess there's this ordinary chair that looks all fancy with a backrest and, I don't know, it pivots for textures, I guess. The Tumi's Tech Essential. To me, it looks like luggage. All right, but it's supposed to be cool. An Ubi, like Siri. It's a voice-activated virtual assistant on Apple's iPhone, but it responds to human speech. It's a 4-inch box that'll search the internet for an answer. Check calendars, email, etc. I need a phone that keeps track of my menstrual calendar. All right, then we got Yoda phone and all sorts of other stuff we'll talk about tomorrow. Anyway, guys, have a great rest of the day. You all be safe and God bless.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.